Hello, friends from the internet. Welcome back to Alili. How are you guys? Another week. It's been quite difficult this week. I don't know why, guys, but like maybe it was the eclipse. I don't know. But I was really tired, couldn't sleep a lot. So yeah, here we are. But like we're going back to balance, we're feeling much better. So this week I will bring you a new cult episode for this Halloween month. This movie is a cult classic for Halloween, and it's none other than a Disney movie. It's Hocus Pocus. We will talk about the plot of the movie, some tiny information about it, and how did I encounter this movie in my life, and some fun facts. We can never forget the fun facts. Here we go! 300 years ago, the Sanderson sisters are hanged by the population of Salem, but Winifred casts a spell saying that they will return when a virgin lights a black candle in their house. In the present days, 1993, the newcomer to Salem from Los Angeles, Max, in the Halloween night, his parents force him to go with his sister, Dani, trick-or-treating while their parents go to a party. Max and Dani stumble upon the house of Allison and they decide to go to the house of the Sanderson sisters. Max lights a black candle and he brings back Winifred, Sarah, and Mary Sanderson. Now the witches want to suck the essence of the life of the children to stay young and survive for more than one night using their spell book. But Max, Allison, and Dani want to avoid their wish to come true. So let's talk a little bit about this movie. This movie, Hocus Pocus, I came to see it because while living in Colombia, we had Disney Channel. And the Disney Channel always had like a theme for Halloween. So every Friday night at 7 p.m., we had a movie coming up. And every Halloween, they put this movie, specifically Hocus Pocus. This movie was made in 1993. I was like not even born by that time. So this movie became really, really good afterwards it came out. And that's how it got so big in the Disney Channel. And everyone that grew up in the 90s, 2000s knows about this movie. So it's a cult favorite of the Halloween. So that's how it came to be in my life. Let's talk a little bit more in depth on the movie. The story of the movie was created by the producer David Keschner. And he explains on a documentary in 1994 that he came up with the idea one night that he was spending with his daughter. They were sitting outside of his house and the black cat of the neighbor went by. He kind of like get an idea while watching this cat and creates a story around him that he in fact was a human being, a boy that was transformed 300 years ago by three witches. So that's how the story, the tale, started. It was a bedtime story that he usually told his daughter. And his daughter was at the same time like super eager to hear it and at the same time really scared by it. So it was cool to have the both sides of it. And then one night, his daughter just told him that you should do something with it. And they started to work on a script for the movie to come out. So the script was made by Mick Garris, and then when the script was kind of done, they brought it to Walt Disney Pictures in 1984. At the beginning, of course, this movie didn't have the title that it has today. The working title was Disney's Halloween House instead of Hocus Pocus. It's really weird, guys. Disney Halloween House. Imagine that title with the story that we see of the three witches. What is the report? There's no connection to it. They also said the story, when it was presented, it was more darker and scarier. Well, we'll never know because we don't have the original script over it, but they said it was scarier because the protagonists were only 12 years old, supposed to be 12 years old. And apparently if it's younger children, it's kind of scarier. I don't know why. But of course, it's Disney. They cannot get something scary and darker on their channel, on their like label. So obviously they rewrited it many times. They passed to a various rewrites. Many scripts were done. Many other scripters were added to the pile to just like try to transform the story into a more comedic and made for young children. So the easier way to make it less scary also was to add teenagers. Having an older sibling that helped the child, so it's not only a child versus witches. But apparently this took a long time, and the production was stalled several times. We don't know exactly why. I tried to search more into it, but obviously they don't say why. It got stalled until 1992, and it was only until Bette Midler expressed interest in the script that the project got back on track. So it went forward after Bette Midler said, hey, I want to do this role. That's how it started. And you know, Bette Midler is the witch for this movie. So everyone was just so excited. And everyone is excited when you see Bette Midler on the screen. She also said that it was the most fun I had in my career up to that point. She's always like super happy about this Hocus Pocus project, and it was really her best time ever. So as we were saying before, the production of the film started in 1992, so they started photography on October 12, 1992. Many of the shots were filmed in Salem, Massachusetts, but a lot of them as well were doing in sound stages in Burbank, California. So how it worked was that they filmed the daytime scenes in Salem, in Marblehead, Massachusetts, as well. And the other ones, the houses inside and all the inside decor, it's done in the Burbank studios in California. And the production was completed on February 10 of 1993. So it took 1 year to make the film, several others to make it work for the project. A great thing also that they used while filming, it was at the beginning of the movie, you see that we are in a pioneer village, kind of a colonial Salem. So they use actually a living story museum to recreate the city of Salem. It's the Pioneer Village. Pioneer Village, if you don't know, it's a living history museum recreating the city of Salem as it was in the 17th century. It opened in June 1930. And so that's how they used this set to work on the first part of the movie. Another great thing about the movie that I never knew about, it was like, you are talking about a movie that is about witches, Halloween night, getting dressed, all the stuff, and you release it on July 16, 1993. Why? It's like not logical. You're releasing a Halloween movie in the middle of the summer. Great thinking. So of course, the film didn't do very well when it was released on the theaters on July 16. It had mixed reviews by the critics. Not all of them liked it. They was like, well, it's kind of okay. It's a children's movie, you know? It was not critical or commercial success. People didn't see it as much, maybe, because it's summer. No one is gonna see a Halloween movie in summer. And they possibly lost around $16.5 million with this movie when it was released. From what I have read, Disney thought it was a good idea because during the summer, the kids are not on school, so they could go more to the movies. Oh well. So what I was told you about is it became a cult classic later, years later. Disney decided to release the movie every Halloween in the Disney Channel. So that's how many more audiences of many other years got to know the movie and got like really excited about it and waited for it every year, because every year you had the same movie aired. So that's how it got more popularity and how it came to be one of the best-selling DVDs and VHS when it was released on home theater. The most watched film in platforms. You already know that this movie has a sequel that was released on 2022. And it was really good. I really liked it. obviously it's a sequel. The sequels are never as good as the first one, but it was really cool, and they had the original cast of the witches, and everyone was just there. It was really fun. One thing that maybe you don't know that I'm gonna tell you here is that during an interview on the Vixians podcast in September 2021, the creator of the movie, David Kishner, revealed that maybe there's gonna be a Broadway adaptation of the original film. Expect for it to be on Broadway. And now, let's talk about something fun, like fun facts! Fun fact number one. Did you know that the original actor that was supposed to play Max Denison was Leonardo DiCaprio? Oh, yes. Apparently, he auditioned for the role. Everyone wanted him to be Max Denison on Hocus Pocus, but he declined. And because he was doing another project that was eating Gilbert Grape. It was an indie film. He said, like, thank God I did that, because even though he didn't got the big payday as the Disney protagonist co-star, he did get an Oscar by his acting in the What's Eating Gilbert Grape movie. So there you go. We will have Leonardo DiCaprio acting in a Disney movie. That would be really weird. It's hard to imagine now. Fun fact number two. The flying scenes in Hocus Pocus require a lot of choreography. Apparently, they had to develop each character's specific physical traits, and in terms of how they move and how each related to the other, how the power dynamic was in this trio. This was particularly true when it came to flying scenes. So, the choreographer Holmes explains that each rode in a specific way in their broomstick. Midler's character, Winifred, is in charge and more aggressive than the other two because she's always leading the way and looking for children. Sarah Jessica Parker's character, Sarah, loves to fly and can't wait to get up in the air, so you see her really soothing and soft. And Najimi's character, so Mari, was more cautious, more like a good driver. She signals with her hand, and Mary is the safe and steady flyer. Fun fact number three! Did you know it takes a lot of cats to create Thackeray Binks in Hocus Pocus as a cat? Apparently, they use from 9 to 15 real cats to play the stunts on the movie. But obviously, there was also some CGI work. It was a texture mapping, so if you don't know, it's like they kind of replace the head in like an animated way, so they animate these facial expressions in the cat's face without actually doing a 3D version of the cat. And apparently, from what I read about as well, is that the people that was in charge of the computer graphics, they did have a more realistic approach, but the director and the producer didn't like it because it was too realistic. So it was scary, apparently. They also used a lot of animatronics on some scenes for the cat. So they used real cats, CGI, and animatronics. Four fun facts. And one of the most disgusting fun facts, you remember the scene when the zombie of Billy gets out of his grave and everything. Well, that Billy, when he catches Max during the movie and he opens his mouth, the moth flying around from his mouth is not CGI, it's an actual moth that is flying from his mouth. So the visual effects makeup artist did a mouth rig. So the mouth rig was a small pocket from latex that was attached from upper and lower dentures in the actor's mouth, and intended to block his throat, so when you place the moth, he will not eat them or go inside his throat. Then, once the mouth rig was applied, animal wrangler will place several moths in the pocket with tweezers. And then, when that was done, they will stitch again with a glue shot the mouth to get the stitches right again. So that is disgusting. Fun fact number five. Did you know that Binks was also Salem on the Sabrina's Teenage Witch? Yes, what I told you about earlier, that they use an animatronic to play the cat on some specific scenes in the movie. It was like a repurposed animatronic that was on the TV series Sabrina the Teenage Witch. So it also plays Salem. 6. Fun fact. In another disgusting fun fact, Sarah Jessica Parker did eat a spider during the Hocus Pocus. So remember the scene when Sarah the witch is like hiding on the bushes with his sisters because they're the firefighters there, and she says like, oh, what a cute spider, and then she takes it on her hands and starts eating it, and she eats it on like 2 scenes. She actually ate a spider, and that wasn't all script. She just took it and was like, oh, that will be good, just eat the spider. That will make her crazy. There you go. Eat well. Fun fact number 7. You know that Tucker Binks was played by 2 actors. Let me explain it to you. The actor Sean Murray, that is really known by NCIS, played Tucker Binks, the human character, the human form of Tucker Binks. But he never played the voice. The voice was done by another actor, James Marsden. Apparently, the producers thought that Murray's voice sounded too contemporary, and they thought it wasn't realistic for Binks. So, they needed an affected accent to make it more realistic of the time period of the witches. Marsden did dub Murray's performance. It's really weird. 8. Fun fact. Winnie's insults were accurate for the time period. Apparently, the insults or curse words as Magotty Malfeasance or Trolley Mog were actually from the time period of the 17th century, you know. The actors that were playing with Bette Midler, they were saying that she was with 2 people running around her with dictionaries of all curse words so that she can play them while she was on screen. Amazing. 9. Fun fact. Apparently, Sarah Jessica Parker is related to a real-life witch. A real-life alleged witch. Because when Parker was on the show Who Do You Think You Are, they found out that she was very distantly related to Esther Elwell. This person was accused of witchcraft when the famous Salem witch trials were occurring. Her case never made it to trial, and she didn't get killed by witchcraft. 10. And final fun fact. Listen to me. You see, when Danny, Allison, Binks, and Max were running around in like a garden, and on the background there was a huge fountain. This was after they thought they killed the witches on the oven. Remember that fountain? That fountain appeared in another great TV show. What is this TV show called? Friends! Remember in the credits of Friends, they are all reunited in a fountain. And so this fountain is the same as Friends. As you may know, this part is not from Salem. This fountain is not in New York. So it is in Burbank, California, on the Warner Bros. Studios. Now you know. Well, friends, this is all for today's episode. Hope you like it, and hope you have a new cool things now about Hocus Pocus. Remember to watch it. It's a really cool movie, and it's perfect for Halloween or Halloween night, as you prefer. Hocus Pocus is on Disney Plus. If you don't have Disney Plus, I don't know how you're gonna watch it, but watch it. You can just press play on the same plot. And if you want, there is a second Hocus Pocus that was from 2022. So if you like the sequel, watch it as well. If you don't like it, just watch the first one. It's perfect. One is okay. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast. Remember to watch us on Instagram, all the new posts that I'm doing, the new reels explaining the movies and the music or whatever I'm doing on that episode. I will have some reels to explain some fun facts or some thingies about it that you can get before getting the episode out. So remember to follow us on Instagram at @AleliDeColores. And if you don't know what I'm saying, go down on your podcast webpage, click on it, and it will put you on my Instagram. And if not, you can also look on the description on the episode. I will put the name on there so that you can search me on Instagram. Remember to follow us, subscribe, listen, comment, and interact with us so that you can maybe give me more suggestions about movies or music that you want me to talk about. See you next week, everyone. Have a nice week. Bye, friends.